On 13th of April, 1955, Einstein experienced severe chest pains, and 2 days later he was taken to hospital. "I want to go when I want," he said, refusing surgery. "It is tasteless to prolong life artificially. I have done my share. It is time to go." As fate would have it, his stepdaughter Margot was staying in the same hospital. She saw Einstein twice, and they chatted for a few hours. Hans Albert, who had arrived in America with his family in 1937, rushed from Berkeley in California to his father's bedside. For a while, Einstein seemed better and asked for his notes, unable to abandon his search for a unified field theory even at the end. Shortly after 1 a.m., on 18th of April, the aneurysm burst. After saying a few words in German that the night nurse could not understand, Einstein died. Later that day he was cremated, but not before his brain was removed and his ashes scattered at an undisclosed location. "If everyone lived a life like mine, there would be no need for novels," Einstein once wrote to his sister. The year was 1899, and he was 20. "Except for the fact that he was the greatest physicist since Newton," said Banesh Hoffman, one of Einstein's Princeton assistants, "one might almost say that he was not so much a scientist as an artist of science." Bohr paid his own heartfelt tribute. He recognized Einstein's achievements to be as rich and fruitful as any in the whole history of our culture, and said that mankind will always be indebted to Einstein for the removal of the obstacles to our outlook, which were involved in the primitive notions of absolute space and time. "He gave us a world picture with a unity and harmony surpassing the boldest dreams of the past." The Einstein-Bohr debate did not end with Einstein's death. Bohr would argue as if his old quantum foe were still alive. "I can still see Einstein's smile, both knowing, humane, and friendly. Often his first thought when thinking about some fundamental issue in physics was to wonder what Einstein would have said about it." On Saturday, 17th of November 1962, Bohr gave the last of 5 interviews concerning his role in the development of quantum physics. After lunch on Sunday, Bohr went to take his usual nap. When he called out, his wife Margrethe rushed to the bedroom and found him unconscious. Bohr, aged 77, had suffered a fatal heart attack. The last drawing on the blackboard in his study, made the night before as he replayed the argument over once more, was of Einstein's light box. This audiobook is continued on Disc 12.